T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are actively investigating it. We are. We have. Just so you know, the victim, nor the victim's friend, who was the woman who took the video, okay, has, you know, made a complaint to us. All right, no one's made an official complaint to me. All right, that you would normally see in my everyday line of work. I mean, you know, guy goes to a store and gets robbed. Okay, you know, the store owner calls and makes a complaint. All right, you know, so there's been no complaint by the victim here at all. All right, in this case, okay, or by the girl who took the video. All right, so. In this case, the Buffalo Police Department were the first ones to bring it to my attention. Okay, so the Buffalo apparently there was, as you may or probably know, that there's like a Buffalo advisory police board. Okay, all right, so that advisory board somehow got a hold of the video or saw the video. And then they took it to the Buffalo Police Department, all right? And then the Buffalo Police Department then called me and said, hey, would you take a second look at this thing? So that's how I got it.
Does it, I guess, mean anything in, like, the big picture that there was never a formal complaint on it by any of the parties that were involved in it?
No, not necessarily. It's just not the normal path that I get a case.
The reason why we're bringing this up is because of the recent incident that happened in Minneapolis where the police officer...
Yes, put it in. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And, the video is out there. Everyone's been talking about it. And obviously people will look at something like that and say, okay, you know, there's an issue with police again. You work with police on a daily basis.
Correct.
You know, what can you say about the relationship that you have? And do you think that when an investigation launches into something that happens with a police department, that it negatively impacts your relationship? I think back to the Atoll incident.
Absolutely. There's no doubt that to some degree, just the very fact that I'm looking at this is going to upset some people. All right, there is. You know, different police officers view things differently. All right, police officers come from all walks of life, and they're all different kinds of individuals. And same with the military. All right, and I've said to you before. I mean, I have a lot of experience in this due to my 28 years in the Navy, all right? And my 20 of those 28 years by being a JAG officer, where I had to investigate and prosecute other military members, which is not a great thing to do. It's not a great thing to do here either, okay? Because I'm looking into my own teammates, all right? And so, you know, I found in the military that there was a certain segment of folks in the military who said that, you know, what are you doing, Flynn, by looking at me, you know, you're one of us, okay? You're they didn't use the word traitor, okay? But you know, they you know, you're one of us. You shouldn't be looking at me, all right? You know, don't, you know, there are other bad guys out there to go after, okay? You know, don't quit looking at me. You know, now that I'm the DA and I have to investigate police officers when conduct rises to the level of being looked at, all right, you're going to have some police officers who are going to say, you know, what are you doing? This is an open and shut case. This guy was justified in what he did, and move on, okay? There are other police officers, though. You know, there are others, okay? There's a wide spectrum, okay, who say, listen here, he needs to be looked at. And I think this is the majority, quite frankly. These officers need to be looked at. They need to be scrutinized. We live in a society now where our conduct needs to be beyond reproach, and we need to make sure that we're doing things professionally and proper. And so there are a lot of police officers who welcome me coming in. And in this case right here, the Commissioner Lockwood personally called me up and had me look at this case. That says it all.
So, I mean, in that argument, I mean, in short, could you just always say that I'm doing my job? Whether it's when you were a JAG officer,
correct,
whether as DA,
correct,
now, you're simply just doing,
yep,
your job.
Yep, no. And I do say that. You know, I'm not naive, Mike. I mean, I know that, you know, when I tell them I'm doing my job, there are still going to be those out there who are still going to say, well, you know, I don't care if you're doing your job or not, all right? I don't like you looking at me. There's going to be some element of that, that any time that I prosecute a police officer, they're not going to be happy with me. Or even looking into a police officer, they're not going to be happy with me. And, you know, after the Actel case, the jury came back on a Friday. I'll never forget. On Saturday morning, I'm at home on Saturday morning, and I was in my kitchen, and I get my phone, and I got forwarded a copy of the letter from the head of the police union who was blasting me, all right? You know, so I repeated over and over again in the Actel case, I'm just doing my job, I'm doing my job. But, you know, obviously there are some who didn't like me doing my job. And so I face that every day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.